Stay tuned for Brother Johnson's News Behind the News. Get ready, Jesus is coming very soon.
Not by might, nor by power, but by thy Spirit, O Lord. Not by might, nor by power, but by thy Spirit, my Lord.
Praise the Lord. Welcome, my friends, to the program that opens up End Days Truth, strengthening you and getting you rapture ready for the troublesome days ahead. Matthew chapter 6, verse 30. And please know that the I Am has sent me unto you. The day of the Lord is at hand, my friends, and those that listen to this program will be informed Christians. So get ready. This True Truth program is spiritual. Therefore, it needs your support in prayer, tithes, love gifts, and offerings, just as a true spiritual church needs them. Now for our last day's end times quick Bible study, King James Version from 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verses 6 through 9. Seeing it is a righteous thing with God to recompense tribulation to them that trouble you, and to you who are troubled, rest with us, when the Lord Jesus shall be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels, in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God, and that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power. Watchman comment. That word, recompense, my friends, means to repay. So when old sleuthfoot Satan troubles you or any of his cohorts, just tell him or them, the more they mess with you, the more they will be held accountable by Yahweh. Amen. And then just stand, therefore, as I have taught before out of Ephesians chapter 6, knowing that you rest with all the saints as we wait for the Lord Jesus to be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels. Jesus is not coming this time as a baby, no, but as a fully grown warrior. In flaming fire, as verse 2, 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 8 says, taking vengeance on them that know not God, and that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. The word vengeance translates punishment. So please know in your knower that Satan, nor any who serve Satan, will get away with their evil deeds. They will be punished. Verse 9. Amen. 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 9. Who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power? Enough said. Get right and get ready. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's know on our knower on this program that Yahweh will recompense tribulation to them that trouble us as the end draws near. Amen and amen. Come soon, Lord Jesus. Revelation chapter 22, verse 20. 1:8. Prepare ye the way of the Lord, my friends.
And God said, I am that I am. And he said, thus shalt thou say unto the children, I am.
I am has sent me unto you. Welcome to Signs International Ministries. On these programs, you will hear prophetic words, preaching, and prophecy news behind the news updates. Now, prophecies by our signs ministers.
The Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters, and God said,
let there be light.
I say unto you, let my river flow today. Be as one who flows with my river, and be not an obstruction, saith the Lord. For I say unto you, I will do mighty things today, things that you know not of until you have left this place, saith God. For I am constructing a new thing in your life, saith the Lord. But flow with my river as my river flows, saith God. For I will bring deliverance in ways that you have not even known yet, for it is my power that will accomplish this, saith God. Flow with my river as it flows through this place this day.
And now, a True Truth Prophecy Quick Bible Study from the King James Version. And on this program, as always, you get the true truth right from God's holy word, not the doctrines of mere men. Matthew chapter 12, verses 30 through 31. He that is not with me is against me, and he that gathereth not with me scattereth abroad. Wherefore I say unto you, all manner of sin and blasphemy shall be forgiven unto men, but the blasphemy against the Holy Ghost shall not be forgiven unto men. Watchman comment. Those words, scattered abroad, mean to fly in every direction, in the sense of some run here and there to find truth, but never seem to find it. 1 John chapter 2, verse 19, they went out from us, but they were not of us. For if they had been of us, they would no doubt have continued with us. But they went out, that they might be made manifest that they were not all of us. My friends, Matthew chapter 12, verse 20, told us much the same, only in a more condensed format. He that is not with me is against me. We need to gather together, not scatter, as those who speak against prophecy for today do. It is unbiblical, and it scattereth abroad, driven by some doctrine of mere men, not Holy Scripture. The Holy Ghost, the Spirit of the Lord, is the giver of all giftings, including the gift of prophecy, don't you know? And you do if you know your Scriptures well. Matthew chapter 12, verse 21, wherefore I say unto you, all manner of sin and blasphemy shall be forgiven unto men, but the blasphemy against the Holy Ghost shall not be forgiven unto men, saith the Holy Scriptures. Enough said. So get right and get ready. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit of the Lord saith unto you. Amen. The time is short. The day of Christ is at hand. My friends, Alex from Virginia and Philip from Ohio obeyed the Spirit of the Lord, and together they sent in their WOW Walk on Water love gifts, and they are sponsoring this program. I thank you both for obeying the Spirit of the Lord, my friends. Father, I just pray, bless Philip and Alex, Lord. Meet their every need, Lord God. Guide and direct them, and be with them each and every day, each and every hour, each and every minute. And also, Father, bless all the listeners, Lord, as you touch them with your true truth tonight. Amen. Let's pull some right out of the fire. Luke chapter 24, verses 47 and 48. And that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. And ye are witnesses of these things. These were the instructions of Jesus just before he was carried up into heaven. Verse 52. Now, the prophecy news behind the news, with my Spirit-filled and Spirit-led biblical perspective you get only on Signs Radio Programming. Watchman Shofar. This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, and you are listening to the prophecy news behind the news. Unemployment rate dropped in every state that elected a Republican governor in 2010. In 2010, influenced by the Tea Party and its focus on physical issues, 17 states elected Republican governors. And according to an analysis, every one of those states saw a drop in their unemployment rates since January of 2011. Furthermore, the average drop in the unemployment rate in these states was 1.35% compared to the national decline of 0.9%, which means, according to the analysis, that is, that the job market in these Republican states is improving 50% faster than the national Obama rate. Continuing. Warning, the world is ending and the Messiah is coming. On one of Israel's largest websites, a yellow banner with large letters appeared recently proclaiming the coming of the Messiah. The Messiah is in Israel, it said. This will be the last government of Israel. A click on the banner leads directly to another website. There, the religious creators of the site warn about the end of the world. The next leader will be the Messiah, Ben David. The situation in Israel is getting worse, and the government will become more incapable. Only the Messiah can save Israel during the war of Gog and Magog. Cities in Europe and the United States will disappear into the sea. The world's financial system will collapse, and God will destroy the mammon, which is a Yiddish slang word for money. Watchman comment, my, oh my, how close. How very close it is now. Get ready, get ready, get ready. Continuing. President Obama and the secular left have, over the last 2 years, sought every opportunity to transform, undermine, eradicate, rewrite, slander, bulldoze, and undo what is left of the American Constitution. America's Christian heritage, America's national security, and also America's free markets, liberties, and republic ideals. The rise of the left and godless liberalism in America has been slowly but continually rising since the 1920s until today, where it is at the highest point. The left has always sought to make war with America's Christian values, moral and spiritual, by imposing their secular and godless immorality on the American culture. They are constitutional apostates, and like parasites, they have twisted the U.S. Constitution in support of their crafty agenda. Watchman comment, I get, my friends, so upset when I hear these so-called elitist commentators on the radio who are supposed to be so intelligent say that America is a democracy. America is not a democracy. America is a republic. The difference between a democracy and a republic. A republic is for the people, by the people. A democracy is for the government, by the government. Do you remember the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag that they've pretty much taken out of schools and out of America? It went like this. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. Now, I want to tell you something. That's what America is under. It's under a republic, or it's supposed to be. It's now under Democrat socialism. And that's communism, folks. Watchman commenting again. Apparently, they kept this next one covered up from 1995 until now, or at least I just found the official Georgia House of Representatives documents now. Here it is. Georgia House of Representatives, 1995/96 sessions. Bill HB 1274, death penalty, guillotine provisions. My. Did you hear what I said? Guillotine provisions. A bill to be entitled an act to amend Article 2, Chapter 10 of Title 17 of the Official Code of Georgia, annotated relating to the death penalty generally, as to provide a statement of legislative policy to provide for death by guillotine. Be it enacted by the General Assembly of Georgia, Section 1, the intent of the General Assembly in enacting this legislation is to provide for a method of execution which is compatible with donation of organs by a condemned prisoner. Watchman comment, this, my dear listening friends, is a last days, end times sign. Revelation chapter 20, verse 4. And I saw thrones, and they sat upon them, and judgment was given unto them. And I saw the souls of them that were beheaded. Did you hear what I said? The souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus, and for the word of God, and which had not worshipped the beast, neither his image, neither had received his mark on their foreheads, or in their hands, and they lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years. Hallelujah, amen. Continuing with more end times, Iran's supreme leader, for the first time, is telling his nation that it must prepare for war and the end of times. It continues to develop nuclear weapons, which was in Ayatollah Ali Khamenei's message on the coming of the last Islamic Messiah. Until now, the Iranian media would mostly quote clerics from seminaries on the issue of the last Islamic Messiah to avoid the regime being labeled messianic. However, the wide publication of Khamenei's statements on a need to prepare for the end of times as it confronts the West over its illicit nuclear program is alarming to Western leaders. Watchman comment, as I said, my, how close, how very close it is now. Get ready. Continuing, UN agreement should have all gun owners up in arms. It may not come as surprising news to many of you that the United Nations doesn't approve of our Second Amendment, not one bit, and they very much hope to do something about it with the help from some powerful American friends. Under the guise of a proposed global small arms treaty premised to fight terrorism, insurgency, and international crime syndicates, you can be quite certain that an even more insidious threat is being targeted. The Constitution, right for all American law-abiding citizens to own and bear arms. What exactly does the intended U.S.-UN agreement entail? While the terms have yet to be made public, if passed by the U.N. and ratified by our U.S. Senate, it will almost certainly force the U.S. to do five things. Number one, enact tougher licensing requirements, creating additional bureaucratic red tape for legal firearm ownership. Number two, confiscate and destroy all unauthorized civilian firearms, exempting those owned by our government, of course. Number three, ban the trade, sale, and private ownership of all semi-automatic weapons, any that have magazines, even though they still operate in the same one-trigger pull, one-single-bang manner as revolvers, a simple fact the anti-gun media never seems to grasp. Number four, create an international gun registry, clearly setting the stage for full-scale gun confiscation. Number five, and lastly, in short, overriding our national sovereignty and in the process providing license for the federal government to assert preemptive powers over state regulatory powers guaranteed by the 10th Amendment in addition to our Second Amendment rights. Watchman comment, have no doubt that this plan is very, very real and it has very, very strong Obama administration support. Continuing. This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, and you are listening to the Prophecy News Behind the News. Is the gold market rigged? One of the biggest issues for the gold and silver markets has been the consistent inference on the part of the world governments, especially the U.S. government, in the silver and gold futures markets. Gold is so important that Western central banks, particularly the U.S. Treasury and its exchange stabilization fund, the Federal Reserve, and allied central banks, rig the gold market every day, even hour by hour. Watchman comment. Of course, my friends, it is rigged. Just think for a minute, please. They tried to tell you their gold is worth more than your worthless U.S. dollars. Then they take those same worthless U.S. dollars in trade for their gold. Now, please think. If your dollars are really worthless and their gold is worth so much more, think now, why would they trade their gold for your worthless dollars? That just does not make sense, does it? It doesn't to me. My dear listening friends, let me tell you this. There will come a time, and soon, that they will trade me a bar of their worthless gold for just one can of my pork and beans that I paid just a few cents for. Want to prepare? Do not buy gold, but instead stock up on canned food and rotate in new as you eat up the old. Even better yet, buy freeze-dried foods that have a shelf life of over 20 years. And no, I do not sell freeze-dried food or anything else, so you can't buy it from me. You can find it on the net. You can also store gallon jugs of water by just adding a drop or two of regular Clorox. But do not use Clorox as an extender time sterilizer unless you first filter what you use it in through a good filter first, like a Pure filter, before drinking it. Check the filter label to see if it removes chlorine. A couple drops probably won't hurt you, but it's wiser just to get it out. You probably get more than that when you go swimming in a chlorinated swimming pool. My, oh my, and I did not charge one penny for that useful information like others do. And again, I do not sell anything on this program. What you get is all free. I only ask for true biblical support. Amen. Continuing. Muslims call to wipe Christianity from face of earth. Muslims threaten to place those who resist the Islamic system of world government under a police state. Christianity should be destroyed and wiped from the face of the earth. Al-Muhammad said, it is an evil, demonic, and antichrist system. All Christians are in complete ignorance. The Sheikh includes a veiled threat in his remarks. Quote, Islamic power has returned upon the face of the earth, and the revived global caliphate has set eyes on the West to once and for all rid the world of Christianity, and there is nothing you can do about it. End quote, Al-Muhammadi. Watchman comment, do I have to say I told you so? Okay, I sure did. Continuing. Worst TB outbreak in 20 years has been kept secret. The CDC office had a serious warning for Florida state health officials in April. A tuberculosis outbreak in Jacksonville, Florida, was one of the worst his group had investigated in 20 years. linked to 13 deaths and 99 illnesses, including 6 children, it would require concerted action to stop. 3,000 people in the past 2 years have had close contact with contagious people at Jacksonville's homeless shelters and outpatient mental health clinic and area jails. Yet only 253 people had been found and evacuated for TB infection, meaning Florida's outbreak was and is far from contained. The public was not to learn anything until early June, even though the same strain was appearing in other parts of the state, including Miami. Tuberculosis is a lung disease more associated with the 18th century than with the 21st, which is our century. Referred to as consumption in Dickensian times because its victims would grow gaunt and wane as their lungs disintegrated and they slowly died. Watchman comment, the word consumption is found 4 times in Holy Scripture. Here is just one verse in Isaiah chapter 28, verse 22. Now therefore, be not mockers, lest your bands be made strong, for I have heard from the Lord God of hosts a consumption, even determined upon the whole earth. Watchman comment, 3 months after the report was sent to Tallahassee, the CDC report still has not been widely circulated. I just happened to come across it. Watchman shofar. This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, and you are listening to the prophecy news behind the news. My dear listening friends, please pray about taking the time to write me this week. I would really appreciate finding your letter in Post Office Box 122 this week. It would be a blessing, my friends. And when you write, if you would please pray and ask the Lord about what He would have you send to help keep all signs programs on the air in July and August. It would be a good thing, as my dear wife Sharon would say. Someday I would like to celebrate my independence from having to ask for support, but that day is not here yet. Be blessed. Here's my address. Sign spelled S-I-G-N-S-P-O, Box 122. Town is Lyle, spell that L-I-S-L-E. Abbreviate the state, N-Y for New York. Zip code 13797. Thank you for writing, my friends, and for helping to keep all the Signs radio programs on the air. Now a devotional to help keep you informed. Acts chapter 4, verse 13. Now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John, they perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men. They marveled, and they took knowledge of them, that they had been with Jesus. My dear listening friends, just a short while prior to this incident, the disciples were trembling for their lives as their Lord was arrested and then crucified. They had all fled in the Garden of Gethsemane, and then Peter, whose boldness was legendary, had denied him 3 times. The fact that they had been serving with Christ Jesus, Hebrew Yeshua, for 3 years, witnessing many miracles, including Peter's amazing walk on water, though apparently seeing those miraculous happenings, they did not inspire the necessary courage to watch for an hour or to stick with the Lord to the end. Perhaps the miraculous had become a bit commonplace for them, so that when the threat to Christ came full force, they floundered and failed miserably. What do you think happened that changed their state of being so dramatically in this encounter with the Jewish leaders? Well, it could have been 2 things. 1, that they had seen their Lord resurrected from the dead, and 2, that they were now filled with that resurrection life and power themselves by the Holy Spirit. The power of the resurrection was within and upon them. The reality and security of God's indwelling presence and power, and His words, do not be afraid of them that kill the body, and after that have no more that they can do, inspired by a boldness far beyond any mere human courage. This boldness amazed the Sadducees and the Pharisees, who despised Peter and John as unlearned and ignorant men. They marveled at the fearlessness of the apostles, whose knowledge was of a different and superior kind. the knowledge of their risen and resurrected Lord. And then they noted that these men had been with Christ, Jesus, again, in Hebrew, Yeshua. So my listening friends, this power is yours also, and it's also mine, if we continue to be filled with the Holy Spirit, not quenching or grieving Him. By the way, the Bible calls that sin. Quenching and grieving are two of the six sins that the Bible says can be committed against the Holy Ghost. My friends, we also can confound and amaze the authorities of our day with the holy boldness of resurrection life. And though they may despise our humble circumstances, they also will take note that we have been with Christ Jesus. Amen. And that is exactly what I do on Signs Radio. The kingdom of heaven is at hand, my dear friends. Amen. So get right and get ready. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto you, my friends, and unto the churches. Now a preached altar call in a church service by Pastor Evans.
God is still God. God is still going to do the things that He's promised He's going to do. His presence is always going to be with us. And if you don't know this God, then you need a new God. You need to get rid of the one you got and get the real God, because the real God is able to do it.
My friends, when you know Christ Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you will not fear the end times, last days we live in. Instead, you will be blessed and ready. And as I always say, get right and get ready. The repeat of tonight's program is on Saturday morning, frequency 7490 at 8:30 a.m. in the morning, WWCR. I do not know how much longer I can keep it on with less love gifts and tithes and offerings coming in. Please pray and then write me a letter soon. Also, please tune in again on Saturday night at 9 p.m. Eastern for a fresh new program on frequency 4840, 9 p.m., 4840, Saturday night. You calculate your time. For more daily news in text form, like you heard on this program, be sure to go, if you have a computer, or you can even go to a library, to signsradio.com. That's www.signsradio.com. I cannot get everything on this short half-hour program, and there is much more posted daily, including pictures that you might like. That's signsradio.com. Look for the blue wiggling arrow, click the News with Views link, and send me an email from either website. Here is the address to write again. SIGNSPO Box 122 LISLENY 13797. I know that was a Saturday night call, but there were no Wednesday night call-ins for me to play. Why don't you pick up your phone and give me a call tonight?
Yes, good radio, Jack. I heard Saturday on shortwave, Dayton, Ohio.
Thank you, brother. Maranatha. Now my virtual recorder number is slow enough for you to dial as I say it. Please let me know your state and how well you could hear the program. It's really important for me to get these calls because it helps encourage and uplift me to keep doing this program every time I do it. 1-6-0-7-2-0-1-5-6-6-3. Repeating a little faster. 1-6-0-7-2-0-1-5-6-6-3. Thanks again, my friends, for tuning in to Signs International Radio, the program that prepares you for the last days and times you live in right now today, and those that are coming, don't you know. And my heartfelt thanks and prayers to all of you who send support to keep this program on the air. Bless you, bless you, bless you. Remember, you are loved.
I love you. I love you.
I love you.
I love you.
And I love you.
Be awesomely blessed, Maranatha, Watchman, Shofar.
Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Jesus is coming. The day of the Lord is at hand. Get ready, get ready, get ready. Amen.